Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. If you are new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast today. If you are not and you are a returning listener, thank you so much for continually coming back and checking back in. As you can probably tell, I am still sick. Great news is I feel great. I just sound like shit. I don't feel as bad as I sound. I will put that out there. Do not worry about me. I'm okay. I think all the mucus and stuff in like my head and my ears and my throat is like draining and it's irritating my throat, which is making me sound like I have no voice. So I apologize to anyone if the sniffles get annoying or if my voice, you're just like, what the fuck is going on, Adri? Like, you sound like you're going through puberty. Yes, I do. It's great, but it's fine. Today's episode is super short. I just wanted to take a second to like hop on here and reintroduce myself because we have some new friends here. And those of you who have been listening to the podcast for however long, you can gather that I am a depressed little human, but there is so much more to me than just being depressed. But before we jump into the episode, all I want to say is I've been like looking around at like apartments and like townhouses and things like that, like where Madison and I are going to end up next. And I'm so excited, but also stressed because like moving and everything is just like a lot of things all at once. But I am so stoked to like have a new living space and organize it and decorate it and just have like a whole revamp of like our living situation. Don't get me wrong, I love our current apartment. Like, we decorate so well. Madison and I have talked about it before. Like, our styles just like mesh perfectly. And our house is cute as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we have a cute house and it smells good. But I am like so excited to get to decorate a new space. I was always that kid who would be up until like 3 in the morning rearranging my entire room just because I needed like a different vibe going on. So looking at all the different apartments and like the layouts and things like that, like I'm so stoked to like move and stuff, even though it's not until like next summer. But I'm pumped. I'm so pumped. Anyways, let's go ahead and dive into this episode. It's all about me. You can't see me, but I just did like, you know, where you like put your hands under your chin and you like smile. You're like, cheese. Who is Adri P? I guess we'll just start with like the basics, like astrology or something. I am a July Cancer, and then that's my sun. And then my rising and my moon are also water signs. I'm pretty sure my moon is Pisces and my rising is Scorpio, but I will double check that. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. I just pulled up CoStar. I always get my rising and my moon like all fucked up, but I was right. So I'm a Cancer sun, a Pisces moon, and a Scorpio rising. Slay. I don't really know much about anything except my own astrology sign. So do with that as you please, I guess. But that being said, I am very emotional. I am also very empathetic. Like, I'm very in tune with other people's emotions and vibes and things like that. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm crying. It's just my throat. Like, I'm very in tune with other people's like emotions and stuff to the point where I can usually tell when something is wrong or like off, or if like someone needs to talk about something before they bring it up to me. I'm like, yep. Like, the second I see them, I'm like, yeah, I know. So you got to tell me something later. Like, something's going on. You need to like dump all your shit out and stuff like that. For some reason, people are always surprised when I say this, but I have 2 younger brothers. I don't know why, but people assume that I'm an only child. It could be because I don't post anything with my brothers. But yeah, people are always like, wait, what? I thought you were an only child. Like, I had no idea you had 2 younger siblings. I mean, I moved out of the house when I was like 17, 18 years old. And there's like a 4-year and a 5-year age gap between me and them. So by the time they like had more of a brain, I was already like out and like away from home. So we didn't really chat that much, but they're pretty cool. They like to be hooligans and do crazy stuff, but I mean, slay. And another thing that people get surprised by is how much I love being outside. Like, you guys, I grew up camping. I was a Girl Scout, so we were tent camping all the time. And, like, not glamping. Every time we went camping, it was camping. Like, you would be covered in, like, a film of dirt. You'd have dirt boogers. Your hair would have dirt in it. Like, you were just dirty at the end of your camping trip. And we did that pretty often because of Girl Scouts. My dad really likes camping. We would go to the sand dunes, tent camp again at the sand dunes, which sand was just fucking everywhere. But, like, there's a time and a place where I'm like, yeah, I'm fine being dirty right now. But I'm also on the flip side of that. As much as I'm down to get dirty and like I don't really give a fuck about all of that stuff, I am like very much of like a clean freak, I think. Like, I guess not. No, I am a clean freak. Okay. And Madison can attest to that. I am constantly cleaning. I don't know why. It relieves stress. If I'm stressed out, I'm going to deep clean the entire house. Wash the baseboards and the walls and the floors, all of it. But in terms of like looking put together, I guess, and like smelling nice and having a nice outfit on and like things like that, like I love being presentable. And as I say that out loud, I'm like laughing because I'm looking at myself right now and I look like shit right now. Like my hair is crazy. I'm just wearing like joggers and a clean ass t-shirt, but I really do enjoy presenting well and smelling good. Like that is a thing. I gotta smell good if I'm gonna be around people. Another thing about me is I am a slut for buying books, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna read this book, like I can't wait, I'm so excited to read it, and then it just sits. I don't ever actually read it, or I'll start it and then I'll get like halfway through and then I buy a new one that I'm super excited about reading and then I'll start that one. So I have like a bunch of halfway finished books, or like I get to a certain point, I'm like, okay, I understand the point of this book. Like you're dragging this out for another 200 pages, like whatever, like I'm over it. So as much as I love books, I don't actually use them to their full potential, and it grinds my gears because there is so much knowledge in these books and I'm just not actually reading the whole thing. I'm not obtaining all of the knowledge that is right there in front of me. I am a cat person and I swore for the longest time, like, fuck cats. I was like, ew, no, I will never be a cat person. Like, I'm a dog person through and through. And in my defense, the only cats I'd ever been around were really fucking mean. Like the kind of cats that would attack your feet for no reason and just be absolute bitches. And they put a bad taste for cats in my mouth. And I swore off cats. And then my roommates and I in college, we got Piper, who is now my cat, and obsessed. I am a cat person 110% of the way. I would much rather hang out with a cat than a dog. I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. Scarlett is staring at me as I'm saying this. I just love the independence of a cat and the respect for boundaries. Like dogs are like, ah, like all up in your face 24/7. You have to give them attention all the time. Where cats are like, oh, hey, you're home. Hey, I'm going to hang out over here. You go hang out over there. I love that about cats. It's so much more mellow and like chill. And I never would have thought I would have become like a cat person. I just recently retook the Myers-Briggs personality test, and I was kind of shocked by my outcome. I am an ENFPT, so I am 52% extroverted, 70% intuitive, 63% feeling, 56% prospecting, and 82% turbulent. And I learned that turbulent just means that I don't feel like I'm successful. Campaigners, I guess that's what they call ENFPs. Campaigners, with the A aspect of them, are people who like see themselves as successful. They're assertive in their life, where turbulent is just like, nah, like they're like the Debbie Downers. And I retook it because I was like, I'm interested to see like if anything's changed, because I always thought I was like super extroverted. And then at one point when I took the Myers-Briggs test, I got like all like super duper introverted, like very heavy on the introverted side. And it could have just been like the time, like when I took it, maybe I was like in a bad place or something. But I do feel like I'm very much introverted with extroverted tendencies and possibly vice versa. I crave my alone time as much as I crave being around people. It's like this weird like back and forth thing. And another weird like thing, almost like hypocritical of me, is I despise when people try to tell me like how to do my job, but then I'm the first person to be like, oh, I don't know, like, am I doing this right? I'm probably not doing it right. Like, I'm the first person to second guess what I'm doing, which is so dumb, because I get so annoyed when people are like on my ass about like whatever I'm doing, and I'm like, bruh, I know how to do this, I've been here, done that, I'm doing it correctly, like leave me alone. But then at the same time I'm like, oh, might be doing that wrong too. Like, it's so like back and forth, like it doesn't make any sense. Another thing that I love telling people because they like shit their pants is that I did pageants, especially lately because my hair is way different. I like look completely different. I am not the same Adri as I was competing in pageants. Like, I have completely different interests now. And when I tell people this, they're always like, what? And I'm like, yeah, dude, like I won nationals 2 years in a row. Like, I won fucking pageant nationals 2 years in a row. I had all the fancy dresses. I had the fake tan. I had like, my teeth were white as shit because I got them dudes like whitened so much. Hair, makeup, like my hair was past my ass. Like, I did the whole thing like full out, and it was pretty fun, but like not something that I wanted to continue doing. And the way that I even got started in pageants is my mom entered a picture of me from prom into this like Facebook photo contest, and if you won the contest, you got a free entry into the state pageant. And I won. And I showed up and I was like, YOLO, like, we're just going to try this, I guess. And then I ended up getting like first runner up or something, which means I could still compete at the national level. And that is how I got into pageants. And what's funny is anyone who's listening to this and is a dancer, like a competitive dancer, or was at any aspect in your life, you know that when you go on stage for awards, you wear like the frumpiest outfit, or you wear your warm-ups, or you just look like trash because you just dance your whole heart out on that stage. No one's expecting you to look like $1 million. Yes, you still have your makeup on and like your rhinestone choker and things like that, but 9 times out of 10, you're in like a very like chill, comfy outfit. And that's what I knew. No one told me for pageants, like when you go on stage for awards, that you wear a nice ass dress. So I'm up there on stage, standing there in this like summer like short dress, and everyone around me is standing in their evening wear, and I'm like, wait, you guys just competed in that dress and you guys are whip. I was like, fuck. And I'm standing there and I was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Like, they know, they're like, this bitch has never competed in a pageant. Like, how embarrassing. I was so embarrassed for myself. Like, I wasn't even wearing heels. I had freaking sandals on. My dogs were out on stage, and I was just standing there next to everyone in their high heels and their big dresses. I was so embarrassed. Alongside pageants, I've also taken guitar lessons, piano lessons. I played the clarinet in like sixth grade or something. I was in band. I tried soccer. I loved playing tetherball and kickball at recess in like grade school, like elementary school. And I loved playing basketball in the backyard with my brothers. We would put on rollerblades or roller skates, whatever you want to call them. And we would play basketball that way, which made it 10 times more fun, but also like 10 times more dangerous. Like, the amount of times that we would fall and eat shit because we're rollerblading while trying to play basketball, like, it was so fun though, because like, you could go so fast. But I've done all those things. And then the thing that I've like stuck with consistently since I was 2 years old is dance. And now I am teaching dance. So full circle with that one. Another thing that a lot of people are like, what? When I tell them, is that I've never had braces. And you can go stalk me on social media right now. my teeth are pretty damn straight. I, for whatever reason, got so lucky because both of my brothers had to have braces. Like, their teeth was fucked up, real ugly. And I don't think my parents had braces either, but somehow it skipped me and just went straight to my brothers, which is whatever. Like, I've always wanted braces. I wanted them on my bottom teeth because they are a little bit crooked, but for the most part, my teeth are very straight and I've never had to have like braces or retainers or things like that, which is, that's always like my go-to fact. Fun fact about myself is like when you're doing like one of those icebreaker things and it's like, tell us a fun fact. I'm like, I've never had braces. Yeah. Last thing that I'm going to tell you all about myself, and I've just recently realized this, is I have not tried a lot of different fruit. Like, when I think about my childhood, I just remember eating like strawberries, apples, and bananas and grapes. And that's pretty much it. I've always been like, I hate pineapple. I hate peaches. I hate any sort of melon, grapefruit, whatever. I tried a honeydew for the first time, I think the summer of 2020. Oh my God, that shit's so good. Like, I don't know why. I've never tried like fruit, like other fruit besides like grapes, strawberries, apples, and bananas. I really don't know why, but my girlfriend was like talking about something with someone lately. And I was like, you know what? I've honestly never tried that. Like, I don't know. And I've just sworn off like that fruit because I just assumed that I hated it. And I've just never tried it. So, yeah, I'm working on my fruit and also like vegetables. I haven't really like branched out besides like the basic things. And I don't know why. I have no idea. That's all for today's episode. Super short, super sweet. I just wanted to come on here and kind of give you guys a little bit more of me versus the other things that I talk about on this podcast. Just so you guys can like get to know who this mysterious voice is a little bit more. Don't forget, I am taking write-in submissions. I am taking them all the time. You can send them to my email, adriannapollock12@gmail.com. You can Instagram, DM me, whatever. Please just let me know if you wish to stay anonymous and what your pronouns are so I can address you properly. And I know I've said it for like the last 2 weeks, I believe, but I am making merch. It is a work in progress. I got like a very rough draft and I looked at it and I was like, you know what, this bitch kind of ugly. And I was like, I gotta rework this. So I'm just taking my sweet time because I want to feel very proud of it. I don't want to just slap something on a hoodie and then be like, wow, merch. I want to like take my time and actually create something that I'm like, fuck yeah, like I would wear this all the time. So stay tuned for that. It is on its way, slowly but surely. If you are a new listener and stopped by to check out the podcast today, thank you so much for doing so. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate the actual heck out of you for coming back week after week and tuning into the podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will catch you all next week. Later, skaters.